Hi there, this is Nicola Henderson Hall from Muscat Where Can I Find, in with Karen Wilmot from Pregnant in Oman. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Nick.
Karen and I are putting together the timeline of a breastfed baby. And in the collection of podcasts, what we're trying to do is present, you know, the key information, the key considerations that you'll get over the first few days of a new baby's life. We are now about to cover day two and day three. So, Karen, what's important about these particular days?
So day two and three, we still expect the baby to be feeding frequently. We're still not clock watching because it really is about quality, not quantity. So frequent breastfeeding during these crucial days will help to awaken the receptors that are sensitive to the hormone prolactin. And it's the hormone prolactin which is the key player in the production of mature breast milk. Remember that your breast milk comes in round about day three, so day two and three are important to allow the baby to suckle frequently to get that going. Okay? You also might hear at this stage, people will say, well, if it hurts, you're doing it wrong. And that's right to a point, but remember that, a moderate level of discomfort is really normal during these early days because your breasts are just to being suckled so frequently. But if it's extreme pain or even your nipples feeling really sensitive and cracked, then that could be a sign of the baby not latching correctly. So it's very important to get those problems attended to immediately to avoid you having to stop feeding during this crucial time.
In day one, we spoke about a few nappies. Mm-hmm. When would poo start appearing?
Round about now, baby would have already had that first poo, which is that thick meconium that looks like...
Meconium, is it? What colour is that?
It's dark black, almost.
Oh, yes,
dark
I remember
brown,
that.
Yeah. Really
that was
thick,
actually quite
really
worrying.
No, that's the first one that's been building up all the way through pregnancy. So by now, the baby would have passed that, and I expect their poo to be changing to more of a greenish-brownish colour. Okay? And greenish-brownish would indicate that the milk hasn't yet come in. So... that's what you would expect to see, and he probably passed 2 to 3 stools in 24 hours.
And the green brownie colour will be the colour you'd expect throughout breastfeeding days?
No, it's going to change.
Change
okay.
again.
So that will be our next podcast, which will be day 4, and then we'll talk about the colour of the poo then.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that subject.
Can't wait.
Thank you very much, Karen.